When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The band is back together today. I was not supposed to be here, but I am. The baby
the stool
has not been
is
born
together.
Yet.
Yes,
we are happy.
Three-legged
to have.
Stool.
It's all back together.
You were in no way thinking you were going to be here today. No.
I thought there was a chance, hoping that the baby was born by now, but it's not been born yet. It's being stubborn, as babies can be sometimes.
Stubborn.
Stubborn. On its own time.
Yeah.
Her
own time. Well,
yes. You do know what you're having, right?
I do, but yes. I know somebody that thought they were having a girl once. They're having a boy, like when they went in there. How do you mess that up?
When they went in there.
Very crude. I mean, yeah. This
was 3 years ago or 2 years ago. I had a friend that thought they were having a boy, and they go and it was actually a girl they were having.
How do you mess that up?
I don't know. Several ultrasounds, and still they had it wrong. So that's why I can say it right now. We think it's a she.
Okay.
But you never know. We believe. It's a person. It's a baby.
I got it.
It's not.
We got it. It's gotten awkward.
She or he is not born yet. Not awkward. Bill, glad to have you
You're
back,
fine.
Bill.
It's good to be back.
How were your travels?
The travels were incredible.
Good.
Did some speaking and what's the word like that? Professional development.
Professional development. Yes. There's a good term.
Some PD.
Professional development. I'm gonna start using that a lot.
A lot. Every day for us is professional development. It is for me. I'm with a journalist.
What are you guys doing?
I'm with a journalist.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm with the journalist of the year.
Five.
We have a trophy. There's a trophy.
There's a trophy.
I can't wait to say that to somebody. Yeah. It's professional development.
Say it to Keith Mann.
There's going
to
be a lot of
That's the guy you want to say to first with Keith Mann.
There's going
to
be a lot of professional development late in my career.
Yes.
Professional development.
Well,
I thought of Bill yesterday. It was almost like an ode to Bill at noon. I rolled into town at noon and thought, okay. I don't really want to eat. I really don't want to eat anything because I don't eat much. But I want to get a pie at McDonald's. And I got I didn't get the apple. I got the strawberry cream, but it was same concept. And as I was getting, it was exactly noon, and you could verify this if you have to, on Yacht Rock, I was getting a strawberry cream pie at McDonald's, and Pablo Cruz came on.
Pablo Cruz.
Oh. He once bought me a shirt. A Pablo Cruz shirt is the coolest shirt I've ever had. Then I just messed it up. I got something on it that wouldn't come out. But I thought of you. I was like, Bill's back.
He's back. I remember getting the pot. I had to order it.
God dang it. I'm going to order another one.
I had to order
that. This is a super cool t-shirt.
We also have
Love Will Find a Way, by the way.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good song.
You know that song?
I know that song. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Also, we have two ducks named Pablo and Cruz.
That's right.
That was
Our ducks are named Pablo and Cruz.
Can we get an update from Rebecca? Took the, not our Rebecca Pearson, but Rebecca, the listener who took the ducks. How are Pablo and Cruz doing if you're out there? 464-5685. It's been over, it's been a year since
I've been
gone.
Live
yeah,
ducks.
It's been a year basically at this point.
It's been basically a year.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, almost a year. It was probably April or May when the ducks were brought in here.
It was the summertime. Okay. No, it was the summertime.
Was it summer?
It hasn't been a year yet.
That was spring.
It was in the old complex.
It's the old building.
We know that. So it's been close to a year.
No, don't. Yeah. The old I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. That gets me.
Better times.
Me, oh, to walk into that death trap.
That'd be
no windows.
It was a butte.
It was a butte.
At the front.
At the front.
Just not where
it was a compound.
It's a compound. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The bathroom was horrendous.
I know it was.
It was horrendous.
Let's be real, Sip. The reason why you got those pies is because you saw the Super 70s post this weekend on Twitter. I saw you retweet that.
I did see that.
The one it scorched your mouth. We talked about that all the time. It scorches your mouth.
It was hot. It was hot. Strawberry cream was good. Yeah. I ate it way too fast. But anyway, I thought about Bill immediately. I was like, oh, yeah, he's back.
Nobody goes to McDonald's more than you. Nobody.
No,
every meal,
I
every call.
I mean, don't go
every meal.
Every morning you're there.
Every morning goes to McDonald's.
Every single
every day.
Day.
I do it. Oh, I go every day.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many
that's
times?
What I mean. That's a lot.
How many?
I mean, sometimes
I'm saying
a day.
In the next year I go nine times.
That's
I go
high
nine.
For me. I'm not going nine
oh,
times
Oh, I mean,
to
seven
McDonald's.
Times yeah. a week. Seven yeah. times a week.
That's what I mean. Yeah. But there's a lot of times, though, but you go more than once a day.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm telling you. So it's 500.
I just get coffee.
But you go 500 times a year. That's a lot. Times a year. The most I'm at is nine. I'm at nine. Jake's at four, and you're at 500.
I said four to five for myself.
So, I said nine. You said 500.
Put it that way.
It is. Just do the math. That might be an understatement.
When you put it that way,
you go 500 times a year.
You can imagine that. How many times you go? I'm on 500. You need one of those punch cards. Hey, once it hits 400, you get free
they
would, coffee.
They would allow him to have one.
They got
one
in Manawa, too. I mean, I go there all the time.
Yeah.
God, that's amazing when you think about it. You're right.
It is.
500 times. From YouTube, C. Garcia says, make sure you use the McDonald's app and get those free sandwiches with all those visits you have.
I don't do that.
You need the app. You could say you get a lot of free stuff.
When I've been to McDonald's a few times, that freaks me out. Will you be using the app today? I'm like, No. What is this?
I've got cards.
No, I'm like, no,
the same.
I'm no. That's why I'm in the drive-thru.
Right.
That's why I'm in this drive-thru lane, just talking to a microphone and pick something up out of the window. I don't know what this app thing is.
Oh, that was old.
I got criticized. The other day, I went to Qdoba down the street here, just a block away. I go there often for lunch. And the
Qdoba down the street?
The person said, you still haven't got that app yet, have you? I said, I sure haven't. Because you get all sorts of discounts and perks. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm like you guys. I don't do the app
What is
stuff.
The, is it Qdoba? What is the old Taco Bell on Pioneer, 70th and Pioneer?
That's a Chipotle now.
Chipotle. You can't even do drive-through. Right. You have to do the app.
Right.
You have to do the app. That freaks me out.
Me too.
That freaks me out. The year that.
Me too.
That kind of one's like, huh, yeah. We're better than you.
Yeah.
We're better than you.
Yeah, I went into the Chipotle, I won't name it, one time and. They said, "Well, we're not." It was open. They said, "We're not serving. You have to be pre-ordered."
Like, how'd you respond to that?
I was like, "It's odd.
just wanted to get something to eat.
Yeah.
Didn't know I had.
No, this was fast food.
Yeah, this is hot. It was odd. It was odd. I didn't. No fuss. Just said, okay.
I couldn't. That
I don't.
That change that took place there, of taking place of the Taco Bell, because the Taco Bell is always rock solid. I also go to a Taco Bell, and they put me in the hospital for 3 days in Arizona. 3 days.
Whoa.
It's all right. We talked about this already.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
It was 3 days.
3 days.
It was a combination. It was
ER.
It was a combination of that, and I had another virus with it at the same time. Some sort of.
You went to the ER. Flu.
ER. 3 days. Yes.
You know, it mentions ER a lot.
It does. I like that.
I tell you to go to the ER all the time. Go to the ER.
Go get to the ER.
Go to the ER. Yeah.
My wife texts me with anything. It's like, oh, I kind of have a headache. I'd get to the ER right away.
We'll meet you at the ER room in a second. Let's get there right now.
We have them. Use them.
The only other idle chit-chat I have was stay off O Street after 9. It's no place for old men. No. Well, on a motorcycle. No, on a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Because there's racers.
Yep.
And it's wild. Or if you guys want to do this, if you don't believe me, just go out tonight.
Just go out tonight.
Yeah, go out tonight at 9 o'clock or 10 and see what it's like. There's drag racing. There's guys on crotch rockets doing crazy stuff. It's no place for an old man. I just had, I couldn't get off there quick
enough. Is the Lincoln Police Department aware of this?
I think, yes,
they're aware of this.
Tomfoolery going on.
It is crazy out there. I mean, I couldn't get off of it quickly enough.
So everyone knows that's the spot. Hit O Street.
Yeah.
Is it more like towards the 48th on up, higher numbers?
Good questions. Yes.
It's the stretch from like Gateway Mall to 48th or 33rd, right?
Yeah.
That's the stretch.
That's where it goes.
It comes down to 27th, though. No, it's 27th.
All the way to 27th?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was down to 27th.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's 27th where I started getting alarmed. Right by the Quiche Restaurante, by the way. I didn't know there was a... I've lived here for 30 years. I've never seen a Quiche Restaurante. There's a Quiche Restaurante.
Like the breakfast food quiche?
I guess. Yes. I don't even know what quiche is, but it's a
quiche. It's like an egg casserole, basically.
Yes. It's a Quiche Restaurante on 27th and O.
Well, to be fair, that place changes names every 5-6 months or so. But it's, so that's why you didn't know about it beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Mexican restaurant for a long time.
And Malaysian food. There's been a lot of different places.
I'm pulling hard for that place. The spirit of the person, like, what's going to make this place go? I think quiche. I think that's where it's going.
We need some breakfast.
Check it out. 27th and O. Those guys out there riding those motorcycles are going to need a breakfast casserole. Stop on in.
Hey, what's our competitor? What's our quiche competition in town? Doesn't exist. We got it covered.
They're targeting the crotch rocket.
Hey, drag racing is exhausting. Get yourself a quiche. Imagine that. Take a little break quick. Hey, guys, every timeout. Let's go get a quiche.
We got some OJ. We got Box OJ in here, too. Hey, wait a second. That's amazing.
I need to go in this place and just do some investigating into the quiche restaurant.
You can drive by it, Bill. You go that way when you do your workout thing, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you'll go by it this morning. Check it out. I want you
north
to check
side,
it out.
North side, south side?
North. North.
North, yeah. East.
East. Yep. Yeah. Good job, Jay.
I think I know exactly where you're at.
It's linked to the hotel.
It was formerly a Malaysian restaurant, Malaysian food, which I didn't know what Malaysian food even was. Yeah. Never had a Malaysian food.
And didn't they also have pictures of Malaysian food up on the sign?
I couldn't tell what it actually was, though.
Is there a picture of a quiche?
No, there's a flag of some sort. Okay. So try to figure out what the flag is.
Has anybody been to the quiche restaurant at 27th and Hillbreakers?
There's a big parking lot for motorcycles right out front.
Parking in the back.
You can't miss it. You can't miss it.
Parking's in the back. Yeah. Quiche Restaurante. That's what it is.
Go check it out. Maybe we make a remote broadcast at Quiche Restaurante.
Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Josh is here. Personnel report, Bill. We're doing personnel reports.
Everybody's here.
Everybody's here. Josh is here. The
gang is here.
Yeah, this is fun. It's good to have Bill back.
It is good to have him back.
Target the crotch rock.
I met a spirit animal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, geez. I did.
Can you share this?
I'm in line at the airport, which I'll get into later in my Bill Strolls. Yes, I'm in line. And I'm gonna get the $10 coffee at Starbucks. I'm okay with that. So we're in line. And it's pretty lined up. And there's this lady up, and she's the one taking the orders. And she is incredible. Just has a lot of zest.
Where's this?
What's that? We'll get to that later.
Okay.
We'll get to that later.
That's good.
Big city though. Anyway, so we're coming, and one lady kind of gets done. And she kind of looks at the rest of the line, kind of rolls her eyes like, she's got a lot of energy, like upset about it. I go, really? We're upset because the person's super happy is taking our coffee orders. She was phenomenal.
Did you say that? You did not say that.
Oh, yeah, I did. I said something to her. I said, really? Really? That's what we're upset about? Then when I got up there in line, we go through the deal. It's like, and there's a deal in there. And I go, hey, it says here I can give you a $1 tip or a $2 tip. She goes, well, yeah, if you want to, whatever. I go, how about if we personalize and we upgrade this? Is the whole line listening? I gave it to him. Oh, yeah, we upgraded. Yeah. I gave her a $6 tip.
$6 tip? Did you seriously?
$6 tip for a cup of coffee.
$16 coffee.
I don't care. When you meet
service
someone
was good.
When you meet someone it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it could be like, oh yeah, it's a Saturday, yeah, whatever. Oh yeah, my life sucks.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Nope.
No, it didn't.
Starbucks.
When you meet someone like that, embrace them.
How old?
Mid forties. Just happy. I mean, yeah, because everybody's just look at their faces. Everybody's kind of in line.
It's really important, I think, for a business to have that. Yeah. Seriously, it's really good for a business if they.
If I'm Mr. Starbucks and I see her working, I'm like, we're gonna pay her more because the money she's gonna make us, it's well worth it. Yeah. Let's take it because once she decides to walk out the door, you know what? I'm gonna do something else. Plus, when you work at an airport, that has to be a lot of extra work to drive out to the airport to get to work.
Ask Robin and Sean. I wonder about that all the time.
The people that come out there is like, whoa, hang on, you guys.
Yeah.
And you can't just come rolling in.
No.
You can't go through security. No. You don't just come rolling in the back door. You go through security. You have all these badges and different things. Yeah. And she's in there happy.
Oh, my God. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. And that is important for a business because we've all been in business where it's not the case. We've been in business where it is the case. Yeah. And it does make a lasting
impression. Amazed that somebody would be upset about the energy she had.
It was. I got an eye roll.
Really? Come on.
If then no one's really embraces.
It's unnormal. It's the
first thing I said to her when I walked up. I go, you're incredible. Thank you.
Thank you for your zest.
Thank you.
Eye roll.
Yeah. And then I'm in Minneapolis. I'm going to leave. I got to get a little snack. First, it was kind of crazy. I wanted to watch the Masters. Couldn't. There was 22 TVs on all in the Twins Detroit.
Oh,
couldn't get
every single TV.
Screw that. Exactly.
Oh,
screw
I don't know, Jake.
That
I
mean, 22 TVs.
You know, all the TVs.
How about 15 of the 22? That'd be fine. How about 7 of the Masters?
And I whip my bag around, and I knock off the pepper shaker off the other thing. Falls, bam! Just smash, explodes. Pepper. All glass, and it was the pepper that you could grind. So it's like little peas.
Just grinding.
Yeah, like little peas, and they went everywhere. And so, and my waitress was so kind to that. But anyway, she wasn't there. So I go find the bartender. I say, hey, I got air out here. Do you have I saw a broom right there. So I get the broom right away and I'm sweeping up. And the lady comes over. She goes, oh, no. You just go get to your flight. I'll sweep this up. I go, no, I'm the one who did it.
No, that's good people, though.
But she was just, I mean, she was amazing.
She ran into good people.
Yeah, it was the whole trip was like that. She goes, I'll get the little dustpan now. So we got it together. See? One lady even said to me, she goes, the lady in the booth next to me, I wouldn't mind hiring you, son. She said, yeah.
There's hope for society still, it sounds like.
There is.
There's some hope out there.
There's 100%.
I flew home happy.
Yeah.
There's people out there.
There are people. No, there's definite hope.
Yeah. And there's something else going to come up, though. Them's fighting words on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
It comes straight from the airport, too.
We heard the tease in that one. Yeah. We're going to save that for Wednesday, though. We're going to save that. By the way, before we move on, Wet Blanket says, I hear the 27th Street Key Shop has an energetic customer service staff.
Okay. That would be nice. I bet they do. They have to push
the
keys.
What time it opens?
Have to be pretty early. It's a breakfast casserole.
Is it for sure just breakfast?
It's mainly breakfast.
You've
had a quiche for dinner before?
I think most of the time, you know, remember that though when you're a kid and you come home at night and they're having breakfast for dinner? About once every 3 months or so.
Yeah, not very often.
Not very often. All of a sudden, mom's doing French toast or something.
It was incredible.
It made you the happiest. It's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
But also not that often, though.
No,
infrequent.
No,
for good reason.
It'd be no good if all of a sudden, once a week, you'd be like, no, come on.
No, then you don't want it.
You don't want it.
Come on, you're ruining
this. But when it hits you every now and then,
oh God,
that was really good.
4 times a year, maybe?
Yeah. No, you're right. It was a rare treat. I don't even think it was once every 3 months.
Probably
I think it was more than that.
That's why it was
twice a year.
It was twice a year.
Let's
check out the key shop sometime soon. We'll do that.
Yeah,
we'll
be there.
There is that.
The blanket. Good to hear from you.
What blanket? Corey in Lincoln says, a damn straight, Bill. Been on the road for 10 days. Those positive people you encounter make a big difference.
Traveling's not easy. They do.
I was standing there. I looked around. I took another. There was an issue. We were going onto the plane. And someone is just taking a little bit of too much time up there, whatever. And I just kind of looked around, and there's like 60 people standing there, and everyone's mad. There's all just this scowl on their face. And I'm like, really? Just because this lady's having a little problem with her ticket or whatever? It's like that's. I'm like, the plane's not leaving.
That one's not easy.
It's not that bad, but the face on everyone, you know, it's just a race to get on.
How people do it, like you did it for years, right?
It was a scramble. Every day was a scramble in recruiting.
That's what I mean. I don't know. I don't travel that much, and when I do, I'm like, man, it wears me out. I don't know if I could do it like you did. I don't know if I could do it like AD does. Like always traveling.
Every week. Several times.
Wears you out.
It's when you had to get the multiple in a day was when it got you the worst. You had to get in, do something, home visit, whatever it was, and then back out the same day.
Yeah.
That was where it was like, okay, we're in and out on the same day. That was a lot back and forth.
All right. That is a wonderful extended idle chit chat sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. Was he at the house this morning, Bill?
He was not at the house this morning, but he checked in because he had some other assignments he was doing because he knows there's some rain coming. We have potential rain and hail.
Sip said that this morning.
Rain and hail.
Assignments.
Yes.
Assignments.
Big storm tonight.
9 p.m., I think you better get ready to batten down the hatches.
I think we're looking at a T-storm also about 7 a.m. for these airwaves tomorrow
morning.
I'm
just telling you right now, if we hit that, mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Okay, I think you'll get that tonight.
And hail would be awesome, too.
Hail.
Moisture with this little heat phase, we're talking about a bonanza.
Yep.
Not many people ask for hail, but Bill would not mind it for the
mushrooms. Some non-damaging hail.
Non-damaging hail.
Yes, okay, some pea-sized hail.
Yeah.
I want some pea-sized hail.
Pea-sized hail.
And I'd like to also get about a foot of it. I'd like to have it very thick. Yes.
A foot of hail.
Yes, because it would melt slower, and that's good for the mushrooms.
Wow.
It'd be fascinating if there's a foot of hail.
That would be an interesting sight.
All right.
Thanks, Newton's Lawn Care again. 464-5685, call or text as always. Sip, did you get any intel at all from the scrimmage at all?
Yeah, they had you. You're an insider.
Enjoy the year.
Steve, you're an insider.
People tell you things.
No one talked to you because people talk to you.
I wish you would have got me some.
I mean, the number one thing that this show wants to hear right now.
We want
to
know intel.
It's not about the service at Starbucks. They want to know about intel from the Husker practice, from a Husker insider.
The first scrimmage of the spring.
Now, first of all, we shouldn't even go into our phone on this. You should be able to just tell us.
No.
What have you heard?
I'm not. Now, here's the thing about this. I was going to have this speech with you. I was going to have this talk.
Okay.
I'm not really an insider anymore. When I was a beat writer, it was more. Oh, here we go. Oh no, that's not it. Oh, here it is.
We're fine.
There was more of that, Bill. When you become a columnist, you don't do that stuff as much. Okay.
But what'd you hear? What's the word on the street?
This is what I heard. A lot of the key veterans were held out. First of all, Robinson, Nash, Ben Scott, Jamari Butler, Tommy Hill. So a lot of the key guys were held out. Apparently, wide receivers played well. I did hear the only thing of substance that I heard is that Dylan Raiola, the big horse, had no problems with picks, no turnover issues. And I just think that he continues to do well. But I think the three scholarship guys are pretty good. They're having good. Dante Dowdell had some nice runs. Stephon Thompson, you guys know who Stephon Thompson is?
Yeah.
He's the
new linebacker.
Linebacker from Syracuse. He had a good scrimmage. Vincent Shavers had a good scrimmage. Vincent Shavers is a freshman from Miami. The offensive line did open some holes. This is just all, it's hard to.
This is good. We want intel.
It's really hard to get anything of substance. I can't give you like Dante Dowdell ran 9 times for 32 yards. I don't think anybody has that stat except maybe a coach. Emmett Johnson ran well. Bly Hill apparently flashed. Raiola and Heinrich Harburg had touchdown passes. Surprise visitor was Christian Jones. You may recognize that name. 2025 linebacker target. I'm going to say Omaha West Side. Those are the main things.
Pretty good scoop right there.
Yeah,
good
those
intel
are the main
things.
The big thing to me was the big horse. I mean, I was telling Jake last week, the first thing I'd look at, and I will continue to call him the big horse, by the way.
Dylan Raiola, not a running back. Usually that's reserved for running backs for you. Typically it has been.
I mean, my first thing when I'd watch that scrimmage, I'd just see what the turnover situation was. If there was some that were close, was it a problem? Apparently it wasn't. So that's from there. I mean, I just think that Dylan's good enough that as long as he's not turning it over, he's gonna make plays. Just don't turn it over. So that's that. I don't know if I heard of anything else too much. The scrimmages to me aren't as significant as maybe some years because they tackle a lot. So I don't know. It is what it is. I'd like to see us. I don't like, Bill, I don't like the report thing because it leaves too much to the imagination. I'll watch the
people
spring
game. People like to hear the intel, though.
I'll watch the spring game, and I'll know more. Although, I should have put this somewhere in writing. Rule did say very quickly the other day it's going to be more vanilla this year.
The spring game is? Okay.
He said it very quickly.
When does he speak next?
Saturday, probably. Maybe Tuesday.
Keith Mann, check in with
Keith
us.
Keith Mann, when's the?
You know what?
When's Matt Rule's talk?
So there is no. So after the scrimmage Saturday, there was nothing with the media.
There's no media session.
Now that's a good question. Usually there is, but just on this Saturday, it was just they just gave the media Saturday off. That's a good question, Bill. Next week there will be. So there'll be more from the scrimmage next week than there would be this week. No, there was a scrimmage and there was no access.
Gotcha.
There's access tomorrow, though, or is it today?
Access tomorrow. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
For show purposes, Tuesday
Thursday, Saturday.
And it's, and you know what? You know what? Sorry. Rule will be available tomorrow, I would think.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There you go. There's a report.
I just wonder if we get to a point where, even though you're optimistic about Kalen and Raiola and obviously
in
Harburg, is there a reason to want to have a transfer quarterback in here?
That's a good question.
Post-spring. Two freshman quarterbacks and a guy that started, not every game last year, but was just your main starter last year. It wasn't overly effective as a quarterback.
I'm not sidestepping the question. I think Bill would agree. I'd be interested. It's got to be the right guy.
Yeah.
When you say... Would they bring in a quarterback? I don't know. I mean, it takes two to tango, number one. That person would have to kind of understand the lay of the land here, right?
There'd be a lot to it. If you brought someone in, you want somebody that has played. Somebody, not someone that's like, he's been in a few games late. You have to bring someone in that's like been a starter. You can see on film that he has played. Doesn't have to be at Power Five, doesn't have to be a group of five. No, it's group of, I know it's Power Four now.
Yeah.
Or a group of five, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Or it could be also FCS, just someone that has played, started games, and has had success.
It's the question, Jake. It's the only, they're not going to do a lot of portal. They're not going to bring in a lot of portal guys.
But portal they might bring opens today, portal. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe
it's
the portal.
Sometime this week, yeah,
I believe
sure.
The portal opens today on tax day. I believe that's when the portal day opens.
Hey, yeah, that's probably right. And it's a fair question. I wonder about it myself, but it's got to be the right guy. I would try. I mean, I would, because I don't feel comfortable if I were a coach with three scholarship guys. Unless one of my walk-ons was really good.
Yeah, unless you have somebody that's like, no, he's fine.
Right.
Because sometimes you might be like, well, okay, now we get to our fourth.
Right.
We're already probably in a pickle.
Right.
You know, so is the a portal person going to be the one that saves it? If it's somebody that plays, it's somebody that's done that, that's a lot.
Yeah, but would that person be willing just to come in and play a subsidiary role, you know?
Yeah, you'd almost have to be promised the ability to compete. Be like, hey, listen, the job is still open. that's what you would want from a
absolutely.
If you're a player. If it's like, is it be like, the first thing would be like, do I have a chance to compete?
No,
if
you're right.
If it's like, no, we want you to come in and just be in this role, they'll lay it out for you. And there's always a chance if something this and this happens, unless it'll be like, no, I have a chance to compete.
It's a good point, and it's probably why, I don't know, there are some people who have said to me, why doesn't Rule just say, can't he just kind of lay out what the situation is. And instead of being, you know, just saying, no, everybody's competing. There's no, I haven't even really looked for separation. Maybe part of the reason you do that is what Bill's saying is it'd make it harder to go into the portal to get somebody if he was on record saying, yeah, it's probably Dylan's job. Somebody's got to beat him. Or if he just named it. So, and then also, I think you just, if you're the head coach, you just carry it along and be indefinite about it because you'd worry about someone, maybe one of the other guys, like Heinrich leaving, you know?
Well, that's the way it is with the portal right now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So maybe just keep
it. The portal. This is in Wichita.
That's right, down in Wichita.
Thank God, Wichita is pretty close. I mean, you can just drive down there.
Yeah. 4 hours away.
It's 4 hours. It's a nice little drive.
Drive down there and see if there's a quarterback with experience. Yeah. Have him throw out in that field. Yeah. It's roped off.
We've seen it. You've seen
the concession stand.
Right. Just go out, throw some, run a route tree.
Yeah. Someone will pick you up.
Run the two. Give me a four. Run the route tree. Let's do the whole tree.
Yeah, let's do
give me a
tree.
Nine. Give me a nine. 8, 6, 5, 4, 9, 2.
Down in Wichita, run a route tree.
Mm-hmm. So he can't get out of this place.
So, yeah, that's a valid question.
Well, I think for me, what is the goal of the season? Nebraska's, the main goal is, number one, get to a bowl game, right? It's been since 2016, and right. You have a schedule that's gettable. We've all said the schedule is extremely gettable for Nebraska to, at least in the first seven games, to potentially be bowl eligible, but by those last five games, it get kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
And is your best chance to go with a freshman quarterback who mm-hmm. has a lot of potential, but also has never played at this high level before in a game?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it potentially getting a guy that has played at a different level as a starter in the transfer portal?
Yeah, we think a little bit different. I think they have their starter right now.
I'm not denying that Dylan is the goal to be starter.
Right. It's interesting. If your line of thinking is they would still be open to finding a starter in the portal, that'd shock me. If they bring a guy in here, and I don't know, when would this be? In the next few weeks?
Well, you never get into like the pundits again and what they say, but that was the one thing, like I said in the article, that Mike Farrell said that definitely Nebraska was going into the portal for a quarterback.
Did he say that?
That was one of his articles. I think I sent that to you, didn't I?
I believe
a screenshot
he did.
Of it, yeah. Or something like that.
Is that off Facebook?
It's off of Facebook.com.
I don't know. I don't know
and
if that I did
has that. Nothing. I'm the first person to be like, what? What? Yeah, what does that have to do with anything that he's saying? I'm not sure it's factual.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to read.
It is interesting to think that that's a possibility. Now, I also understand what's going on.
Harley's yelling at us for some
reason. Harley yelled at us.
I also understand that you always want competition, and maybe you just bring in somebody that can threaten the whole room. It doesn't seem like the right move to me. It doesn't. Usually I'm that guy. Yeah, bring a guy in. Compete. Everybody compete. I don't know. The quarterback's a little different. It's a little different position than right guard.
I'm sure it's a different setup, too, on the who. You might look at it and go, oh, hang on now. Who's available? That's interesting. You don't know who that might be.
Yeah, I mean, just keep an open mind.
But the number three is very odd for a scholarship number.
It is.
Very
small.
Odd. Small.
I would make me feel uncomfortable. Unless Jack Wokey, and it might be Walkie. It's spelled W-O-C-H-E.
We get it.
Jack.
We say it different every time we talk, bring up his name.
Where's Jack from?
He's from South Lake, Texas. Yeah. Via Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And he might be all right. Luke Longvell might be okay. I mean, maybe one of those guys can play. That's mm-hmm. And I know, you, like Sean will say, you're crazy. I don't know. You can find walk-ons that might be able, that can play a little bit. That's what I would try to do, or I would get those guys ready. Get them ready. You got three fields going over there. Get them ready.
Before I get to break, quick update from the Quiche restaurant here on the text line.
What do we have?
It's important to get this update here.
27th and 0. Egg casserole.
Texture says this.
Okay.
Looking at the online ordering for Quiche Restaurante Guatemalteco. Okay.
Guatemal tackle.
I'm only seeing one thing on the menu with quiche in the name. It doesn't sound like a quiche. Must be a Guatemalan fare, as it looks more like a Mexican restaurant menu than a quiche restaurant.
There's a flag on there. You could look to see what that flag is. It's blue and white.
I might just go with
it. It says quiche on the...
It says quiche restaurante. That's what it says.
Yes. With Guatemalteco at the end also.
Oh, so it must be a Guatemalan flag.
That's what they're
I'm
saying.
Putting this together now.
I'm going to tell you right now, I would not ID the Guatemalan flag. Right. That's what that is. That's for sure.
Maybe not.
That would get me.
Blue and white.
Could someone please?
I would not know that.
Could someone text in a picture of the Guatemalan
please
flag?
Please do, and I'll know it.
They will know. Steve will know if this is the quiche restaurant representation.
Text line. Please send us a Guatemalan flag.
Or also from YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube. Somebody. We need to see that the flag.
Please
looks
update us.
We will do that. When we come back, a Masters final update on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.